From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. As part of its ongoing struggle with state funding cuts and reduced enrollment, the University of Missouri's flagship campus in Columbia yesterday announced $45 million in budget reductions for the coming school year. These cuts include the previously unannounced layoff of 30 staff members. University projections suggest it will still fall about $3.5 million short of breaking even, but Vice Chancellor for Finance Rhonda Gibbler said the budget situation has improved since the winter, when early estimates suggested cuts may need to be much greater.
We were looking at scenarios 70 million or more.
Yeah.
And to be at 49, although, as the chancellor said, involves incredibly difficult decisions, it still feels like a better place to be than 70.
The budget cuts affect the university's coming fiscal year, which begins July 1st. Data gathered from the community food assessment revealed problems in Columbia's residents' access to food. The largest issues were grocery store distribution, availability of healthy and affordable food options, and transportation to food sources. This data collection is a part of a campaign for construction of an agriculture park in Columbia. Some of the data presented were the city's Nutrition Environment Measurement Survey scores, which measure food availability, price, accessibility, and overall healthfulness. The majority of Columbia had low scores, meaning that the food was less healthy, though there were a few areas with higher scores around the city. The creators of the agriculture park are trying to help aid all of these issues. Construction of the park is estimated to be finished by November, and officials hope they can begin growing food in 2019. A new Missouri law orders the state to create guidelines for testing, processing, and storing rape kits, which collect DNA evidence from victims of sexual violence. The law requires healthcare providers to give that evidence to police within 14 days. Law enforcement must then submit evidence to crime labs within the next 14 days. Former Governor Eric Greitens signed the law earlier this month, after a report from Attorney General Josh Hawley's office that indicated a backlog of almost 5,000 rape kits in Missouri. Hawley's office also found that approximately one-third of law enforcement agencies destroyed kits before the recommended time of 20 years. Hawley attributed the backlog to inconsistent rules and a lack of state guidance in dealing with evidence. The new law, which also sets up a tracking system for each kit, would clarify the evidence collecting process for hospitals, prosecutors, and police departments. The law also requires agencies to keep kits for 30 years, bringing the state in line with Department of Justice regulations. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley is making a 100-stop tour of Missouri businesses. Hawley's next stops are today in Springfield and Conway. He says the goal is to highlight workers in what he described as the, quote, collapse of the middle class. McCaskill is also beginning her reelection campaign. A release from her campaign says she held 8 events in 3 days last week to meet with veterans and military families who support her. Each candidate faces challengers, but they are considered the frontrunners. The primary is August 7th, and the general election is November 6th. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.